What's happening? What's happening, everybody? Chapter 40, season finale, season 3. Topics is in the building. What's happening? Welcome to Be Positive, the Chicago stories. All that stuff I just said, I said out of order. Shout out. Hey, look. I'm shaky right now. I don't know why. I'm nervous. I got the homies in the background. You know what I'm saying? We about to put on a show for y'all. That's D-Lou. You hear him laughing, y'all? You hear the people in the background laughing?
Say put himself on
beat. Yeah. It's all good. That's how we do on the last one for 2020. I'm Dario. That's D-Lou. Let's get into it real quick. Y'all, subscribe and listen to us on all these platforms here. Apple Spotify, iHeartRadio. No. I stopped and said Spotify because I dropped some shit. all of those other things, man. You can find us there. But it's been fun, man. D-Lou, how you feel, man? Last one of 2020, man. What's up?
Man, I'm tired than a month, man.
I'm tired today, man. Well, why? What happened? Oh, yeah, you've been working.
I've been up early. I got up super early today. I was up super early yesterday. I'm just tired. I had to give me a little spike.
Okay.
So got to wake up a little
Monaco.
Bit. It's all good, man. We here.
Yeah.
Chapter 40. Be positive Christmas.
Hey. Hey, shake a hand, Hey, look.
Folks call me D. Luther, so I gotta
live
up to my name.
D. Luther.
Shit. Yeah, I'm Big Luther right now, though.
Man.
Hopefully I can be Lil Luther sometime in the next few months.
Hey, look. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That's KC.
That is. Oh man, it feel good, man. Look, it's, you know what? We fit in two seasons in 1 year. You know what I mean? Feels good, brother. It feels good.
How many chapters we do?
Shit.
I don't know.
Shit.
You don't know with this impeccable memory.
I don't have those stats readily available. But it's been a lot. Think about it. We did, what we do, 14, 15 this time? We did like 11. Last time we did what 20 some shows, man? Like, I don't know, something like that.
I'm gonna look it up.
I feel like that's not enough. Like I'm underselling us right now. You know what I'm saying? Like we put in work in this motherfucker. You know?
We went crazy this season.
We had some consistency, and you know what? I'm happy with this season. Aside from last week, we didn't have no technical issues. You know, really. We didn't have no technical issues this past season, so I'm cool with that.
Well, okay, so we chapter 22 was a season 3 premiere.
Okay, damn.
So how many is that? 18. Is that right?
18. Yeah, 18. Chapters? 18. Damn, we did 18. This and add you if you add the special. If you add the special on there. Damn, we did 18. We've been putting in work. We ain't even getting paid for this shit. Come on.
We did 19.
Yeah.
19 chapters.
Including that special. Yeah, okay. All right, 19. What's up?
That's longer than a season on Netflix.
Man. Hey, look. What's up? I heard we can get our own station on Roku. Yeah.
What you mean?
Hold on. We'll talk offline. Be positive. Stay working, yo. Be positive. Stay working.
Man, one of our good friends, D. Will, just hit me and was talking to me about Clubhouse today.
What the hell is that? Ain't that the OnlyFans for men?
No. So I guess basically the way D. Will explained it, he told me, he says kind of like Zoom without the camera. Okay.
Okay.
And everybody could be in a room. You could jump rooms. You could create a room. But what he suggested was, he was like, man, it'd be a good platform y'all do topics on. So it's basically like a room full of people just talking, you know? So if me and Stokes was to run topics, we could have random people from all over the world, including celebrities, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get in on the topics joint. So I was like, oh, okay. So he was like, man, make your whatever, and I'm going to try to find the invite. So shout out to D. Will.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, yeah, well, that would be fire, actually. That would be kind of dope to jump in and do what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? And look, if y'all can't see this, y'all gonna see. This whole show is sponsored by Topics.
I'm just trying to get in the room where I got a mom for $300. If I can get in there, wow.
Hey, look. Hey, I saw that too, bro. And I was thinking, look. I could moan for a motherfucking 45 minutes.
I thought you was about to get proud for on me.
No.
Look, we need this money.
Nigga, I just said, look, I know shit. I know. I'm not busting down for 300, but I mean,
it's going to cost a little bit more than that.
Yeah, for real. I get in the room and, ooh, yeah, for a few. Yeah, shit.
I'll do all that. I'm down for about 340.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. Oh, 340? Hey, you going to take that $40? You going to take that $40? They going to walk up. They gonna tell you, hey, sugar, come on, hey, sugar.
What Dave Chappelle say? Nah, let me stop.
Come on.
This is not the right.
Yeah, this is not the not the.
So I'm speaking that way.
Yeah, look, but the way you talk, however the hell we mad.
I was gonna say, tune in Thursday though. I agree with the real.
Yeah, man, look.
She ain't got no teeth.
Shit. Hey, look, I done talked about my titties on here, my sweaty titties. I done talked about, look, we can talk about busting down with no gums. You know what I mean? Like on this mother. We can talk about making that $40 shit. Watch, hey, I'm about to start a Kickstarter, boy.
Hey, look.
Hey, I be giving away secrets. I be giving away secrets if y'all pay attention on here.
little hidden gems.
Hidden gems.
Secret Show 3.
Holla at us. Oh, hey, Secret Show 3 is lit. It's actually lit, y'all. Y'all don't even know where it is. But hey, look, it's really about to be a Secret Show 3. We actually, spoke this shit into existence for real.
Sorry.
Hey, look, hey, we already got some tickets sold to Secret Show 3. Look, if y'all want to get on the if y'all want to come to the show, holla at me or D. Lou, we got you. We ain't got you. We can give you the link where you can get it yourself. But you know what I mean? Like, we get, you know what I mean? My niggas need to eat. You know? Yeah, it's going to cost your ass. My niggas got to eat. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, come on, though. Secret
Show
3.
Secret Show Sheet. Man, give me, I'll put it on the board. Fuck it. It's the last goddamn episode of 2020. Shit,
it's a finale, bro. So you about to take the L.
I done already took the L. So fuck
it.
You
need to figure out some consequences for this.
Well, what's up? What you want, brother? What you trying?
You know what? We go. The homies gonna figure out your consequences.
Okay, I'm with that. I'm with
losing.
Yeah, because yeah,
out.
I mean, well, we still got some time in this one. You might slip up. You know, when we get around each other, man. You drinking Monica over there? I don't know.
Listen, bro. Listen. Three more people about to hop on. They gonna do most of the talking.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be quiet.
That's a fact. You know, speaking of, since we don't plan on doing a lot of talking ourselves, we want to get right to the crew. But I want to go over. I want to talk about, man. What has been your favorite moment, takeaway, or whatever you got reflecting back on season 3 of the podcast?
I don't know, man. I think a running theme this season has been man, you got me on the spot, man. You got me on the spot. I think Jamal's chapter was like,
yeah,
it was a high point.
Yeah,
Chef's chapter last week was a high point.
That was good. That was good. That was good with me.
Oh man, I love talking to Pat.
Pat was good.
Pat was a high point. Talking to Anwar was a high point.
Yeah.
Talking to D-Mill was a high point for me.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about Rob. That was dope. Kicking it with the Live and Living Colors crew was dope.
Yeah, that was early in the season. That was early.
Talking to Tyler was dope.
Yeah.
Because we talked about wrestling. But I think, like, the running theme for this season, I felt like it was like, bet on yourself, man.
Bet on,
you know what I'm saying?
Bet
on yourself.
Yeah. Man.
Bet on yourself. Don't be scared to put yourself out there, because we had a lot of people. I mean, if you think about Tyler and his like journey throughout wrestling and becoming a commentator, journey through independent wrestling, I should say. You think about Anwar, who wanted to start doing YouTube, and he just, you know, did it on a whim, but it was something he always wanted to do. And now look at him, he's blowing up on YouTube.
Yeah.
You think about somebody like Darius, like D. Will, you know, he had a rough upbringing, And, you know, he just bet on himself with the clothing line. You think about somebody like Kyle Corum. He bet on himself, like, you know what I'm saying, with the music thing. Oscar, Kells the Comic, Eddie Yuma, you know what I'm saying, Chef, like, everybody kind of bet on themselves, if you get what I'm saying, from the jump.
Yeah.
Even Pat, like Pat said, like, he was in comedy and, like, you know what I'm saying, and all of that, and then people did him dirty, and then, you know, everybody just bet on themselves. And I think that was the running theme of season 3, is betting on yourself and taking a chance on yourself and believing in yourself enough to put yourself out there, knowing that, man, I could fail, but I just got to take this risk for myself. Now, whether I get a W or whether I got to go back to the drawing board down the line, I'm still going to bet on myself. So I think that was the running theme. And I appreciate everybody, man, that came on, because they gave us some insight into life. Like, you know what I mean? And it was motivational. It's very inspirational for me, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you hit it on the head. I mean, I really ain't got to say too much, because I agree with everything you said, man. I will add this. I feel like, I don't know what it was, but this season I felt a lot more comfortable as hosts. You know, I feel like we kind of were in our lane. We made a big improvement from 2 to 3. You know what I mean? And I feel like, I don't know, it just felt comfortable this time around, man. You know what I mean? I felt like we knew what we were doing. We had a rhythm down. A lot of technical difficulties were not there. So that kind of stuff, coupled with everything you said, man, I don't know, it just felt good, man. It felt like we know what we're doing. And which we do. We do, everybody. We know what we're doing. We do know what we're doing. Which brings us to season 4. We get all our ducks in a row for season 4. Which will be, what do we say, in a few weeks, D? Right before your birthday.
It should be
on the 12th now, right?
It should be the 12th now, because it'll be on Tuesday. It was originally on Thursday, January 14th, but it'll be on the 12th.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll make a comeback on January 12th. Until then, you got to catch the reruns. But, hey, we got something really nice for y'all. We gave you a little snippet of it in with Jamal's chapter a couple ago. So if you don't know, we're going to be live. And I think we're going to have a piece of equipment that's really going to change the game. It's going to change the game here in Chicago. Hey, look.
Listen, I want to talk about changing the game real quick. I'm not going to say exactly, you know, and you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Because that has become its own entity now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all something. Okay. I'm so excited. So excited for something that we just... That was a seed that was planted. I'm not going to say something we envisioned or something we birthed in, like, to kind of be like, oh, yeah, it's gone. But a seed was planted. And, man, if we
when
we pull this thing off.
I mean.
Look out.
Look out. Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out.
You know.
We ain't even going to have to depend on nobody else. Just look out. Just look out.
You know the crazy thing about that, bro? The crazy thing about that is we've come up with a lot of shit. You know what I mean? We've come up with a lot of shit. And to some, it might look like we throwing shit at the board. But, I mean, I'm going to call it what it is. We ain't missed. You know what I mean? We 100% from the field. I'm going to just say the next thing we got coming out.
And we ain't even talking about the radio
station. We're not even talking about the radio station. That's already going to change the game. The way that's going to work is, we know we have to talk about that. But, D. Let's get off this before we spill some beans. Y'all just catch us in 2021, because it's lit. I promise you, Be Positive Production, we going to have an IPO by the end of 2021. I said it. Y'all know what the hell an IPO is? Look it up.
Westy.
If y'all don't know, man, look, if y'all don't know what an IPO is, an initial purchase offer. Give me that. Boy, fuck with me if you want to. Boy, let's go run the goddamn sponsorship. Hey, welcome back. Chapter 40, season finale, number 3, episode 45. Chapter 45, really. We here with T-Positive, y'all. The force is in the building. What's happening, fellas, brothers? Love y'all. How y'all doing?
Yes, sir.
How Yo. You doing?
Man, we lit. How y'all doing? Talk to us.
No.
Nah. Uh-oh.
I want to say one thing. Stokes, you muted. Can't nobody hear you.
Shit.
But be quiet. Hold on. I just want to start off. I just want to tell y'all that I love y'all. Mm. Okay. And I got Christmas presents for you guys. Okay.
Oh.
And they're very small.
Okay.
They're very small. Okay. And I have to get frames. But they are. Everybody's gonna get one of these.
What is that?
No.
Raise it up. Raise it up. Oh. Oh, that's.
I'm gonna give all of y'all one of these, and then Dario.
Okay. What's up?
I got you an extra one.
Okay.
And, oh, no, that's this, love, man.
We talked about this a while ago.
Oh man, don't make me motherfucking cry. One,
because we said when we get the joint, it's gonna go in the office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh! Oh, hey, pull it back, D-Lou. Pull it back, D-Lou, so the people can see a little bit. Hey, what the fuck? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Merry Christmas, guys. Oh. I'll give it to y'all sometime. Hopefully, if I catch up with all of y'all. I just got to grab some frames. And, you know, I love y'all, man. And I'm going to kick this thing off with just a whole bunch of love, man. I'm surrounded by people that... Every morning we wake up, we talking shit, you know what I'm saying? We tell each other good morning, we throw out positive vibes. That's what we all about, man, and you know what I'm saying? I couldn't be happier, you know what I'm saying, to have a band of brothers with me that work, that we out here working, and you know, sometimes it's on individual things, and sometimes it's collectively, but whether it's individually or collectively, I know we all riding with each other, and we got each other's back, so... I just want to do something for y'all, man, and it's something small, but
nah, that's big.
I feel like it's a lot of significance behind it, man, and you know, sometimes small things are big things, so I love y'all, man, and just, you know, that's what it is. I'm kicking it off like that.
Oh! You know,
start crying right now.
Dang!
Hey, that's love for real. We appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
We all love you, bro. We appreciate you. And just for that, we're all gonna pitch in, get you a new microphone, man. Maybe we can help.
We're gonna get you a studio space so you can get out the bathroom.
Hey.
Look behind his left shoulder. He got a loofah.
Oh, heart loofah. Look. Oh goodness, we kicking it off. This is. Oh, this is. I know you did got the dub. Hey, shout out to my man having a loofah though. Look, right, shit, what's right. up?
Two loofahs.
Two loofahs. What up?
Yo,
you gotta have a two loofah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Hey, look.
You gonna take it down?
You gonna take it? We saw it. You know what I'm saying? Like it's right there. How y'all doing, man? Y'all look. We talk all the time, so I know how y'all doing, but. Y'all tell the people how y'all doing, man. How's T-Positive doing, man?
Man, awesome.
Damn, that's... Look, we only need one word.
Okay.
We only need one word. My man said awesome and set back.
What?
That's, he the Samuel L. Jackson of the group. You know what I mean?
And that's another one.
What'd you say?
I just want to hear from TJ. What else, TJ?
Awesome. What?
Hey, TJ got that. He got that I won't smoke swag. What up?
I was going to say, if y'all can't tell, TJ coming live from prison.
I know. Right. Right. Hey, that do-rag changed the whole game up, boy.
Hell no.
Hey. Hey, niggas get different with Dewey's on.
Make my burrito out of Fritos and shit.
Look, some of the things that we've been doing that I don't know if y'all been paying attention, y'all probably seen we've been blowing it up, but if y'all don't know, man, shout out to our boy Rami right here. Sundance Movie Festival. What's up, man?
Let's go.
Talk to us. Hey, tell the people about that, man. How did that come about? What's going on?
Man, so 2 years ago, we filmed a short film. I got a small role, a supporting role in a short film. And I remember the exact day we filmed it. We filmed it outside in the winter. It was freezing. My feet were numb. I was like, man, F this. But no, it went great. We shot it well. And 2 years later, to the day of when we shot it, 2 years to the day when we shot it, it was announced that it got accepted into the Sundance Film Festival, which is, you know, the biggest film festival.
Man.
So.
Woo! Oh my goodness. The biggest film festival. Hold on, we got legends in the house. What's up, man?
What's going
on? Y'all are the legends, man. Alhamdulillah, man. This is God's doing, man. It's God's work. I'm just playing my part, man. But
and we all
without you guys, this doesn't happen.
Nah.
Take that, man. IMDb, boy.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my man got an IMDb. What's up, man?
Let's go.
Hey.
I appreciate it, man. Hey, Google me, man. Google me with the worst.
Oh, Google me. Google me.
Time out. Hey, Rami, you want to tell the people the Aladdin story? Because I think that's dope.
I think that's dope, too. I think it's
the
dope.
The fact that TJ's in the middle of the story. Arabian Nights. Arabian Day.
Oh,
shit. Come on, boy. It's either that or you're in Captain Jack Sparrow's pirate ship or something.
Damn,
bro.
Damn.
In the bottom, in the belly of the boat.
Hey, TJ on Amistad.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, TJ. TJ going back. Hey. Hey, shit.
Change
look.
Change the plan.
I'm gonna stay. He said Biden won. I'm gonna stay. We gonna see, man. Look, ain't we gonna see shit? You know, like we gonna see. But man. Hey, Rami, you wanna take heed to what D. Lou said? Talk to him about Aladdin for real,
man. Honestly, if I'm being honest, I signed a non-disclosure about that. So
Oh wow. Okay, all right.
We don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
You know Bars.
Yeah.
Bars. You dropped the EP this year, hey, man. Yeah. Talk to the people about Discontinued.
Man, that was crazy. They about to play it on Shy Native Radio, right? Is that what TJ? That's the name, right? Shy yeah. Native Radio at 9.
Yes, sir.
We'll get some radio.
Man, hold on.
Well, man, literally, that man just his energy is contagious, and I honestly can't even like explain how like great it felt just making it and releasing it, and then just letting the world kind of play it. And it's been honestly, it's definitely one of my milestones in my just my writing. I would say my creativity. And honestly, hey, I was telling this to Rob the other day, man. We gotta get another girl to break my heart so I can make a part two.
Hey, hold on. Hey, this is our show. This is our season finale. We can do what the hell we want to do. DJ, yes, spin the track. Spin the track. What's up? About to be a sad boy summer. We can be whatever we wanna. Up the sun up. We can be whatever we. You know, go ahead.
I said I wake up every morning
with the same old bullshit.
Same old bullshit.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah,
couple decisions. We can do whatever we wanna do. Hey. We giving y'all a snippet of Be Positive Radio. This is how we about to vibe. We putting that people on. What's up? Hey, look, I don't ever want to hear you say somebody else putting you on before we put you on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, we ain't got to wait for no other radio station. We the radio station. I'ma talk my shit. I'ma talk my shit. You know? Woo.
I ain't had no Jack either.
I ain't even had no Jack, man. Hey, look, what's up, man? I'm on my shit. It's season 3. 40 episodes in. I can talk my shit.
Hey, about that EP though, D-Lu, the only time we performed any of those songs, me or Calform, has only been at
my buddies.
I want to tell you, it's exclusive. Hey. Hey, we exclusive.
We exclusive, man.
Let's go.
We exclusive, man.
The pandemic is over. Me and Kyle are performing. And hey, you know the location. That's all we got to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Let's we go. Already know what time it is, man. One of my favorite moments this year, man. One of my favorite moments, man, was being able to walk up on the Zany stage to Sad Boy Summer and had a crowd go crazy, man.
Hey, I love it. You understand how crazy? Because you didn't tell me. I was just sitting in the audience, and I just go, "What?" It lit me up, man. That's legendary, bro.
Hey,
let me add to that. This man shut it down too. He didn't just walk up. This man. He let it soak in. He said, "All right, y'all know I got shooters."
Y'all know I got my shooters. Hey, I have to let people know, man. Look, doubt us if you want to.
That was a highlight. Honestly, that whole day was a highlight of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I think since I'm the segue king, the Zanies, we could go right to Stokes and talk to Stokes about how he came through the joint and shut it down as well. Talk to us, Stokes. Talk to us.
And I gotta do like my boy Dario. It was like slight flex. I'm slight flex.
Slight flex.
We do the home team come through. We just wherever we at, we make ourselves at home. You know, it's nothing big. You know, really big, but something small but big. You know, I'm talking my shit.
Hey,
I'm
talk.
1990 days up in here, kid. Word is bond, dude.
Talk y'all. Talk your shit. Talk. Hey, look. Hey, look. I told TJ this after the show, man. But. I was recording his walk up. I had the walk up going and everything. And the moment he started getting into his thing after we did the 313, hey, after that, after he got the crowd going with that, I ain't gonna lie, I just teared up right there. Started crying, man. Cause I'm like, I was like, man, bro, like I don't think people understand, man. This shit bigger than comedy, man. It's just success. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit hit me right there. I was trying to hold it in, but I was like, God damn. Motherfucker turn 36 and get soft as hell.
Man. Yeah. Man, you told me when you first met me, every time I saw you, you're going to be a star, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you a star. Yeah. I'm going to make you a star.
Bruh. I mean, and that was, to me, that was one of the moments of the year where I was like, this man's a star. Like he's a star. Here's the funny part. This nigga ran a light by a lot, but it was a...
me a ticket.
Oh God, I'm sitting there in the front. I'm trying to like wave the light. I was like, oh come on, please. You see the light.
And I'm in the back. I'm like, man, he's supposed to only have 8 minutes. It's about 14 minutes.
My man shot a special. He came in the Zanies
and my Sad Boy Summer mode.
Boy, hey.
Hey, let him know.
Hey, won't he do it? He did. And yeah, he did it. Shit, he did it. This. Oh man, hey, what y'all what was some of y'all favorite moments of the year, man? And look, I know we kicked it off way too hot with the T5 show, man, but we talked about that this year and now we get to talk about it again, man. But what's y'all favorite moments, man? Anyone start off?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
TJ.
My favorite moment of the year would probably be my birthday. I'm gonna be selfish.
No, hey, be that. Be that.
I can't even narrow it down, man. I told a few people this. This has been the best year of my life ever.
Yeah.
So every moment, and it was a lot to do. Damn near everything with T Positive. Y'all brought me up out my slump mentally.
Man,
and I feel great, man.
Man,
I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. Y'all are my favorite moments of 2020.
Dang, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Ain't nothing, cause it's true with me, man. It's like my favorite moments, man. Dang, and he gone. Dang.
DJ say, holla black.
Holla black. Hey, he gonna cry in the car.
Last moment of 2020.
He gonna go cry in the car. He go.
He ran into
the desert. The desert ran out of Wi-Fi. Right?
Dang. It was that false prayer he gave. That blah blah blah. God don't play. God don't play.
Playing with God.
Yeah. Playing with God. Hey. He was like, as quick as I giveth, I taketh away.
Can you hear us?
Hey, look. Oh, no. He got the little Discord.
Since he's getting his stuff, I'll tell my moment real quick. I would say that day where everybody came over, T-Positive, get together.
Oh, yeah. Daughter. That shit was lit.
That was lit. And then we surprised little Dario. Hey. We all said a little cake because we're celebrating Zany. It was the day of celebration.
Yeah.
And it was just a great day. And honestly, if I could have that day happen again, like that would be a moment I would relive.
Yeah.
And I know you said in the beginning of this, but that T5 when we kicked off January, I felt like,
whew,
classic.
The sky's the limit. Not even the sky's the limit. We just can go anywhere. And I don't know. And we still can. Once this pandemic is over and we throw the first show back, Argonaut is going to be right back up where we started. So those two moments definitely lit me up.
Yeah. I got to agree.
TJ posted that video.
Oh, yeah. That video, man, look.
They brought us back.
Yeah. That shit right there, man. The whole night was just so dope, man. It was like everything just aligned, man. Like, and it was cool because that was like what people don't realize is that that was our first time like coming together and forming Voltron. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that was the first time. That I think literally that was our first time all five of us in the same place at once. And man, I'm telling you, like D Lou from the crowd was lit, dude. Like that was
Eunice gonna have me rapping.
That shit was hot. That was a fun day, Rami.
I saw him in the audience. I'm like, I'm picking D Lou for this one because you didn't know what's coming.
Yo, that was lit.
Hey, Rami, what's some of your favorite moments of the year?
Man, it's got to be, not to repeat, but the January show definitely was tops the list, even though it was at the beginning. It's just, like you said, man, it was just insane. We all came together. I remember when I was in the back, and Dario was going up to host the show, and he goes, and it literally sounded like a laugh track, like when I was back there. It literally sounded like I was watching like a sitcom, and someone was just pressing a button, like, laugh now, and this man was just shutting it down. And I was like, man, this is going to be that's when I knew. And I knew it was going to be a legendary night when I saw TJ. TJ came in with a pair of Tims on. He comes in the back. He pulls out a bag. And then he pulls out a brand new pair of Tims.
Yeah.
And then puts on the brand new pair of Tims. And then I was like, yo, are these your stage Tims?
Yeah.
You got stage Tims, bro. You know, you don't play around, man. He's out there.
Man,
I knew he was gonna shut it down.
Yeah, I knew we was all gonna shut it down. Just the vibe we had before the auditorium filled up. Like the way we was all vibing before. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit right there was fire, man. Like, and you just can't repeat that, man. Like, you can't. Well, no, we repeated it several times, but you can't recreate that. You know what I mean? Like that specific one. You know what I mean? But man, like that. Yeah, that show. I think all of us gonna say that show was probably like, it set the tone for the year. It set the tone for the year, man. D, what you got, man?
I'm gonna definitely say I got a couple, man.
Yeah.
I got a few. I ain't gonna lie to you. One of the top is you hit my line when we went number one. We went on Facebook Live.
Oh.
That was nuts when we debuted number one. We went number one.
Oh.
Number one. My country.
Oh. Oh.
It went crazy.
I still remember that video.
Oh. Yeah, for real. And then all of y'all on the album, you know what I'm saying? So that's even doper, you know what I mean? I would say another moment would be starting topics with TJ. That moment in itself. I remember that night we was at my buddy's. I'm like, hey, look, I got something in mind. Now I don't know if you want to do it. I'm like, look, we're going to do this show. It's basically like we just come up with topics and shit and we just talk about it. Like we normally do, like we've been doing on the phone for like ever.
Yeah.
And he like, hell yeah, D Lou, I'm with that shit. You already know. Straight up. What'd you say?
I was like, man, y'all don't want me on your station talking about nothing with no women, man.
Man.
Y'all won't be on their way. I say, hey, man, look, it's going to be pure, unadulterated. You be yourself. Like, this will be the late night. Like, you know, you're like, hell yeah, man, fuck it. Man, you know, anything y'all ask me to do, I'm going to be like, hell yeah, straight up.
Man, I think when Darian told me that, he was like, hey, I got an idea, and I want to run it by you first. And I was like, in my head, I was like, because we were running the show. I forgot which show that was, but we was at my buddy's, and I was like, all right. And he told me, I was like, yeah, go ahead. Like, let's go. Like, because, shit, what's up, man? Look, ain't no.
I mean, but sometimes I'd be like, look, we partners, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, look, if we got a show that we going to run from our platform.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, what if I got had a show and I'm, like, raiding porn or something? That ain't no brand. Ain't that- Like, I got to, hey, let me run it by my homie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're doing that, you got to get Unison.
And then the next moment would be topics in the streets.
Yeah.
But we came up with that. And yeah. Man, that's so much fun. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep that going. You know what I mean? Once everything get, when we stop, when we're not in the wintertime.
Right, like, right.
But,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's fun in itself. I think creating new content has been like the highlight of the year for me. Mm-hmm. Because y'all know, like, I'm not a stand-up comedian. I don't do stand-up. I don't get on stage and stuff. So, like, my creativity will shine through the content that we create, that we put out to people. You know what I mean? So that's why I get to be like, oh, man, I'm having fun. Like, we get to create. We get to bring something to the people to elevate, you know, everything that we got. I got one more.
Go ahead.
Black Lives Matter special, bro.
Oh, yeah. Black Lives Matter special. Oh, yeah.
That was another top tip for me, man. We got on there. We shared some real feelings. And, I think we educated some people too.
We did.
On top of that, and we had a lot of people hit us up and just say how much they thanked us for educating them. And I don't know if y'all know, but one of my homegirls, she worked at a dealership. They had like a training for like kind of like discrimination and to get educated about, you know, everything Black Lives Matter like movement involves. And they recommended our podcast was recommended for them to watch at the dealership as a training video, like to get the other side and the other perspective of things. So I just thought that was dope. You know what I'm saying? But it's stuff like that make me feel like, man, we got it. We on to something. We just got to, you know, stay focused and keep God first and keep going.
You know? You know what, D, what you're not telling them, I don't know if y'all remember about that Black Lives special. Not only what D Lou just said, but somebody else, another podcast, took our episode and replaced their own episode with one of our, with that as theirs. Like, so I mean that I think that one just went crazy, man. That was definitely a highlight, man. You know what's up?
That shows you though.
Yeah, the
pool shows you how important what you guys are doing, man.
Man, look, we just speaking our opinions, our thoughts, and spitting real facts along the way, man. And if people mess with it, they mess with it, man. You know,
Dude, what you got?
Man, everything everybody done said, man, is just been, it's been it. But what people don't remember, I don't know if we remember, but I'll never forget the Black History Month show that we threw. That Black History Month show was legendary because it was one that wasn't a lot of people putting on shows for Black History Month at the time. That was, and if people remember, that was before quarantine. So that show pulled a lot of weight because there wasn't nobody else doing no Black History Month show on Black History, the first day. You know what I mean? So I think that's number one. That's not number one, but that's one of the top moments for me. I said this in a post, but watching Momo level up the way he leveled up. I remember a ton of sets, but that's one that I'm gonna remember as one of the most legendary sets that I've ever seen, just because of the history behind it. You know what I mean? Like, he did his thing at the T5 show in January, but to come back as strong as he did,
he set it off.
I remember going up to him, bro. I remember going up to him being like, dude. right? Like, man, like, okay, like, dude. And what was cool is, like, when you look back at his set, you can see it was feeling itself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He was feeling himself, man. And he was doing a lot of this. You know, he was doing a lot of that. And I was like, oh.
And then the mic hanging, so he like.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit was fun, man.
He shut it down, man.
He did shut it down. My birthday.
Yeah. How
can
I forget?
Yeah.
That was good. We did a lot, man. We don't remember how. You've been doing so much.
Man. Bro, we can
spend. We had Dario in there crying.
man, look. Because, you know, it felt good because, like, do y'all know? This is a true story. I don't know if y'all know, but that was the first time I ever had a birthday party through for me as an adult, even as a teen.
Damn.
Yeah. So think about this, man. D-Lou, you know my history. You know where I've been. Sarah's the first person to throw me a party. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And and for the longest time, I didn't even like my birthday. I like my birthday, but I do my own thing. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever, I'll do whatever. But this is the first time I was able to kick it with people I truly love, man. Like, y'all was the first ones invited, man. And I remember when y'all each walked in, man. You know, Barnes walked in, I turned up. TJ walked in, I turned up. Rami came in. D. Lou was the man. Come on, man. I had my people there, man, and so many others, man. Those my memories. I can keep on going, man. But man.
After that, nigga, I almost like your birthday better than mine until my birthday. My birthday.
Yo,
while
we're on the subject.
What you say?
I gotta bring up Eunice's outfit that day.
Oh, come on.
He was wearing those Tuscan Raider shoes. I don't know if
you. Oh,
damn,
man.
With khaki shorts.
I was like, God damn,
Hey, we told y'all to dress up.
Like ODB. This is
Hey, I told y'all to dress up.
I was going to court.
Hey, Rob.
I was.
TJ was going to the Grammys or some shit, man.
Man, that's what it felt like, man. That party was ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, on your next birthday, I'm spending at least, like, all my life savings on that outfit. I'm gonna wear for that.
Hey, no joke.
Literally.
We doing it bigger. Think about this, man. Hopefully the pandemic is really slowed down. We doing it way bigger for the birthday. Hey, look, it ain't my birthday. It's just an event. It's just a day we get together, man. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, hopefully we had that one thing. Crazy.
Oh, bro, we can go around town in a magic. Oh, okay, all right.
Hey, speaking of which, so as stand-up comedians, y'all give me some of y'all favorite comedians or like favorite other comedians outside of yourselves, like sets or like people that y'all enjoy, like kind of a little rise this year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start off real quick.
Okay,
I'm gonna say I love to see. We saw the rise of Mo Good.
Yeah,
and that was I'm sorry, TJ. I want to get my shit off beforehand.
Yeah.
We saw the rise of Mo Good, man, and she just like, man. That's all I gotta say. I'm just gonna say that. That's all I'm.
Yeah.
So y'all go ahead, give y'all some credit. Give some credit to some people out here, man. That's what we do.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Mo Good too. Straight up.
Yeah.
I mean,
real.
Mo Good is Mo Good is for
everybody. Gonna be like, Mo Good. Look,
I mean, when you think about, when I think about, like, fire-ass sets, I do remember seeing Mo Good come through for the first time in My Buddies. And I remember saying, who the fuck is this? What the hell? Like, it's almost unfair. Look, and TJ and Mo Good, I mean, God. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's... You put them on the show. You put them on the show together.
Don't crack.
Man, I'm happy to be the host. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm going before both of y'all, man.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mo Good, I ain't gonna lie, like, it's on the internet. Yeah. Mo Good is probably the only person on earth that I never want to follow.
Man, look. Yeah, man, look. And people need to understand the power in that, because you got the sauce. You got the sauce too. Shit. I feel like all...
the sauce, man. That yeah, guy.
Man, look. I feel like all of us got the sauce, because, look, I done had to follow TJ drunk before. And and I swear, I had to follow TJ drunk at Laugh Factory. And I promise you one thing. I told his ass, I was like, you wasn't about to beat me. I'm sorry. No. I was like, no, hell no. Uh-uh. On my own show? You tripping.
Anyway, I follow TJ, and that day he shut it down. Like, no, I'm like, damn, now I really got to put on the bulletproof vest. Man. I really got to do it.
Oh.
To, like, follow after him, bro. He's a man.
You all did.
Y'all hard to follow, bro.
That's good. We all kind of... I think we all take the challenge of like, all right, they set the tone. Well, yeah. I know what's gonna happen. Hey, Rami's moment. Hey, Darren, I know you agree with this. Yeah, Rami's moment with the right fist in the air. Woo! Yeah. Oh, I had to walk up on stage for that one. I was like, yeah. Oh, I had to walk up on stage. I was like, yo, this shit crazy. That was such a smart joke.
Oh yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, that's it. I did that joke in Kenosha, man. I did that joke in Crystal Lake. I don't get the same reaction, but you know, it's
I mean, well, it is what it is. You know what else? You know what other performance was dope? We talked about it real quick, and it's not just a love fest for us, but I feel like I get to air it out right now in front of everybody. When Eunice did Sad Boy Summer, but brought out Gabby Rose. Oh, I was like, where's this version at? Like, we.
The thing is, so when I made Sad Boy Summer before, you know, I sent it to like the group chat we have. I sent it to Gabby Rose. Sent it to a few close friends, you know, and I said, Gabby, what do you think? She just goes. She took a minute and then she goes, let me text right back. And I'm like, man, where'd she go? And all of a sudden she just sent me a verse. I'm like, oh shit.
Ah.
I'm like, hey. Yo. And I was like, we just gotta sit down and record it. It's just the studio's been hard to get into because of COVID. So yeah. I think that's the only issue. But once we get in the studio, she's gonna record that verse, man. She killed it.
That was those moments,
energy.
Man.
Energy,
yeah. I mean, I think that's the best word is just energy, bro. Like, it's like, I feel like we did so much together. You know what I mean? That's why this is a T-positive Christmas right here. But we did so much together that we kept on making hits after hits after hits. You know what I mean? Like, and honestly, look, I don't care. Some people probably like, man, they ain't doing shit but like patting themselves on the back. You goddamn right. You know what I mean? Like, shit. You motherfucking right.
You know, like, the most comedy album in the world. Hey.
Hey. Hey. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we.
Alhamdulillah.
Hey, look. We've been.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Alhamdulillah. Hey, look.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look. What are y'all? So we done reminisced about the year, and I feel like I do this. I told Sarah this. Every December 31st, I wake up in the morning and I say, thank God that I made it to this point. Just give me a few more hours to make it to the next year. And we're going to take it from there. Thank you for everything that you did for me this year. And honestly, I move on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, all right, I'm focused on January 1st. And then we take it from there. What do y'all see 2020 looking like? What are y'all excited about in 2021?
Man,
hopefully
it's gonna be crazy.
More wait, like hopefully when the vaccine kicks in and you know the numbers start dropping and everything starts hopefully going back to normal, more shows with you guys, maybe a international. We might go. Hey, let us show. Hey,
that's what I'm looking for.
Hey, we gotta let them know. South Africa, we got
Cape Town, baby.
They know what's up.
Yeah,
hey,
look.
I would say just you know something. Just the grind of going to different open mics and building a new set. And then, you know, we meet up. Oh, TJ, what do you think about this joke? And TJ tells me, yo, fix this part. Like, you know, just like us, like collaborating this stuff and then hitting the mic the next day. That's that grind.
Yeah.
Nothing else beats it for me. I miss that the most, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. TJ, what you thinking, man?
I'm looking forward to asking YD, can I get on a Sad Boy Summer remix?
Man, what's up?
Hey, Hey, you don't gotta ask me. Yo, I'm gonna say this on this call. TJ got more bars than you know bars. That's all.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you should see what he be sending me. He got some shit in the vault. That's all I'm gonna say.
Dang.
It's fact.
But I'm looking forward to the same thing you said, YD, the same thing. Because I was sending Dario pictures earlier today. Just being at my buddies, man. Like, that whole vibe, just, I miss that. Like, yeah. You never know what you got till it's gone. Like,
yeah. Crazy. Yeah, right. Oh, that's that almost hurt right there. Cause
it did, man. Yeah. It was like a feel. It was like being in there, watching everybody talk to each other. It was like, damn. I can't believe we ain't doing that no more. But like you said, we're going to be back.
Don't worry. Rami, what's up?
Man, number one, we're going to film a lot of things in the upcoming year. We figured out the camera. We figured out editing. We got the equipment now. So be on the lookout. We're going to have Dario, Darian, EJ. They're going to be acting now.
Let's go.
It's going to be more than comedy. We got some scripts already done, so we're going to get with that. But
let's go.
Honestly, man, just being with you guys, being with, you know, it's just it's a vibe different than I've ever experienced. And the fact that we're going to get to travel together internationally to do a show, that's honestly, man, I think about that a lot. I'm like, man, we're going to go to Cape Town. We're going to sell out a show in Cape Town.
Bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's different.
That's unheard of.
That's different, bro.
You know, we're Chicago kids, and we're going to South Africa to do a show, and we're gonna film a documentary for it too. I'm calling it.
Look, hey, we're recording an album. We're gonna record a live album. What you mean?
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah,
I do my YouTube series, Chicago Kids.
Y'all stressing me out.
Why be stressing you out? Come on, General Lou.
No, now we're gonna do Chicago comedians in Cape Town. It's gonna be the documentary, and we're gonna do that. So hopefully, you look forward to that because it's gonna be insane.
Hey, let's go. Speak as speak. What's up, D Lou? What's up?
I guess I'm looking forward to being stressed. They won't admit it, but I manage all four of them.
He do.
I'm just playing, man.
He do.
You know what? Every year, for the last 2 years, me and Dario have been together on New Year's Eve, and whether or not that'll be the case this year, we'll see. But I always look forward to growth. Always. And every year, every day, I'm in a constant mode of trying to become a better person. So whether that's working on my flaws or trying to strengthen my work ethic in different areas, whatever it may be, or being a help to somebody else or giving advice to somebody else. I'm always looking for growth. That's what I'm always looking for.
Right.
And I think the biggest thing to look forward to in 2021 is the growth of us. You know what I mean? And not necessarily myself. I think this might be the first time that I'm not necessarily looking for growth for myself, but I'm looking at growth for the four of you guys. And because I've watched all four of you guys as a fan, okay? I watched all four of you guys as a fan and somebody that's supporting, you know, on the sidelines. And I've seen all of you guys grow in your craft. So it's exciting for me to know that I feel like when things get back to normal and when we open back up, that my guys gonna be out there killing it. You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to being a force, no pun intended. But I am looking forward to being a force in Chicago in some type of way. You know what I mean? Because I think that we've done a lot this year with making headway, not for ourselves, but for, you know, Chicago comedy in a sense. And I won't say nothing crazy and be like, oh yeah, we put it on our back and all this BS or nothing like that. But
that's been hurting though, D Lou.
I think that we've been able to create our own lane, and I think we've been able to provide opportunity, and I'm looking forward to providing even more opportunity. I mean, Dario will have a show at Zany's. Me, TJ, and Kadeem will be running Wednesday Night Lights. You got the radio station. We got other things in the works. You know, T5 is constantly working. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to bringing some togetherness and exactly what I feel like I am for you guys in being the glue. I feel like we could be the glue for Chicago comedy in general. And I won't even say Chicago comedy. I'm going to say Chicago entertainment.
There you go.
You know, Chicago support. You know what I mean? And in the community as well. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I just really want this pandemic thing to kind of get under control so we can really spread our wings. Because right now we're just kind of limited. But we've been working with the best that we can. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to that growth, man, and seeing us take it a step further and challenging ourselves to see how far we can take it, how far we can really take this thing as a unit. So that's what I'm looking forward to, man. And it's exciting. And Stokes, Dario, you know, all y'all know, I don't really get excited. Right. It ain't really my thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't get amped up or nothing like that. Like, it's got to be the moment that we've accomplished it, then I'm hyped. But at leading up to things, I don't get excited. But this is probably the one thing that I'm excited for. Like, man, we got potential to, like, really do some damage out here, you know, in a good way. So
yeah.
That's what I'm hype about, man. For real.
That's some real talk coming from the general. General Lou. Man. General Lou, y'all, recognize this man's name, man. Me and him think with the same brain, and so I'm not gonna repeat it all, but D. Lou said it, man. We at last 2 years we've been in the same place at the same time, coming into the year 2019, 2020, and Lord willing, you know, we could do it again the third year. But again, I think the growth is what I'm looking for everybody. You know what I mean? Also for me as a person, I feel as if I've done a lot for Chicago. I've done a lot in the Chicago. I'm not gonna step that on that road, but I've done a lot in Chicago comedy, and I think I'm.
Yeah, say that.
Nah, man. Man. I think I did a lot in Chicago.
Not being modest.
I did a lot in Chicago.
That's why we have D. Lou. He's our PR.
Hey.
Yeah. You didn't say we can say what we want, so it is what it is.
Yeah, right, yeah. I mean, look, I did a lot in this scene.
Real recognize real. You look familiar.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. What's up, man? Look, hey, I did a lot, but I think I want to see my role grow outside the capacity of comedy. I really started to like the creative side, background type of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, topics is something that's really dope. Sitting in front of all these computer screens, y'all can't see it, but sitting in front of the camera and the computer screen, getting that together, you know, learning with D. Lou how to run a radio station, that's pretty dope. Getting licensed. So I don't know, man. I think my role in 2020 Chicago comedy might change a little bit. You know, I don't know if the scene will see me as much, but
I think looking forward to the growth of being bosses.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Being bosses, you know?
Yeah, and I think, you know what? I think that hurt a little bit to think that, you know, I haven't run my course in Chicago comedy. I'm not going anywhere. You know what I mean? But
I never. I'm about to cry, but what are you retiring?
No. I feel like D. Lou said.
It's more than just comedy. Yeah. That's all he's saying. He's quitting comedy. It's more than
comedy.
Than just comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to.
We've been on that, man.
Yeah, I know, but I want to explore that more. You know what I mean? I think this year I fell into it. You know what I mean? Because we had to. You know what I mean? But I want Be Positive Productions to be a thing. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna dedicate a lot of time to that. What's up?
Dario doing multiple things at once. You doing the Tamarindi with Sada.
Yeah.
You helping out. You know, you running the virtual open mic. You about, you know, so many things. This podcast, you're editing. There's so many things. You're more than just a comedian. I feel like people don't know that, and you're trying to get more people to know of all the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, look, man, look. I think that's what I want my 2020 to be, because I feel like if I could grow there, we could grow. 2020, my bad. Put it on the board.
I didn't want to say it.
2021.
I was like, let's just let him go.
Yeah.
Roll.
No.
Came in.
Nah. Yeah. 2021. I just want. I want to be there for my brothers in a greater capacity. And I'm gonna do that. So that's my outlook for 2021. And also, we got the woman's album that is not dormant. It is gonna come out. So that's. I actually almost started editing today, but I didn't. But
you know what, man? Shirt idea, Stokes. Shout out to you. Always You know how it's more than an athlete, more than a comedian.
Yeah.
Shirts.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up? Make them. Put it on the shirt. QR code it up. QR code it up. But I think that's my piece on that, man. And we could wrap it up, man. Brothers, what y'all?
Right quick.
Go ahead.
Dario, you are. I've been telling you this jokingly, but I mean this shit seriously. You are literally the Sean Combs of Chicago comedy. You know what I'm saying? You got the entertainment shit. You do it all behind the scenes. And it's not like just a pat on the back. Nigga, I'm kicking you on the back. Motherfucker, you dope as fuck. You classic and walk in that greatness, man. Fuck that.
Hey, we gonna walk it. We gonna walk in it next
Honestly,
year.
Honestly, bro. Whatever you do, man, you're gonna succeed. We all know that.
Man.
Whether it's behind the scenes, in front of the camera, behind, on the stage, backstage, it don't matter. You're shutting it down everywhere.
Hey, we gonna shut it down.
You're light.
Hey, we gonna shut it down, man.
We gonna do it together, man.
And yeah. You're pandemic proof.
Man, yeah. Hey, look, D. Lou too. D. Lou is pandemic proof too.
And metaphorically.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we definitely pandemic proof up in here. But like you said, more ways than one. We definitely pandemic proof.
Hey, low key, when I heard of COVID, I was like, there's no way Dario can catch that.
Nah.
That man is an android. There's no virus can take place in this man's body, dude.
Hey, COVID. Inshallah. COVID gonna have to catch me, man. What's up, man? Look. COVID gonna have to catch me and get right with itself. Hey, let's what?
We be apropos.
Look at him.
Leave this out. Now is the time of the show, fellas, where we wind down. All right. And just in case you guys haven't noticed or we got any new listeners or new watchers, this is the time of the show where we do a honey roast. And basically, a honey roast is you could change the rules a little bit.
Change
you
can
shout out somebody on the pod, off the pod, wherever you want, fellas. And give a shout out to somebody that supported you, motivated you, showed you love this year in general. And it don't have to be one person. It could be multiple people. So whoever want to go ahead and kick it off, please do so.
Man, hey. I'm going to kick it off. I'll kick it off because I want to get mine out the way, man. Shout out to Sarah. Shout out to D. Lou. Shout out to Rami, Eunice, TJ. Those people have rocked with me from January 1st to December 22nd, and without them, I wouldn't be where I am right now, period. We got a lot of things we're going to do, and I love those five people right there with all my heart, and I appreciate all y'all, man. That's all I got to say, man.
It's all love to you, brother. You know this.
All right, man, I'm going to go next. First and foremost, man, shout out to my girl, Mo. And shout out to Made by Me, Monique, separately. And I say that because she provides the jerseys for topics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She going to provide the jerseys for a lot of other things. And, you know, she just went out on a whim and started something on her own. And I actually have a surprise for y'all as well. Give us a couple weeks. But it's going to be something super dope. That y'all gonna be like, wow.
And okay.
It's gonna be totally left field.
Okay.
But anyway,
yeah.
I'm super excited about it. She told me today she wanted to start doing it. And I was like, well, can we be the guinea pig? Like, can it be a be positive, like whatever that is? She was like, yes.
Yes.
So you're gonna be the guinea pig for that. So it's gonna be dope.
Let's go. Let's go.
But shout out to her, man, because she held me down, she supported me, and she don't take no profits from, you know, making jerseys for us in that regard. You know what I'm saying? So she just do a thing and supporting the squad. My next honey roast to go out to Stokes, man. I feel like we built a thing with topics, and I talk to all of y'all every day, but me and Stokes talk individually as well. He became a close brother, man, and just, you know, he always bouncing ideas off me. I'm bouncing ideas off him. We talk about life. We don't just talk about business. We talk about everything, man. And he's just a good dude. My man came by last night, you know, after work. Got here at 9:45 and stayed till 1 o'clock in the morning and shit. Both of us had to be at work. That's why I'm tired. but real talk, man, Stokes, it's been a joy, man, co-hosting topics with you, man. And I think it's just got a lot of potential to go to the moon, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's that with that. Rami Yunus, I love y'all to death, man. I love kicking it with y'all, and I'm just looking forward to growing even more with y'all. I think y'all some funny stand-up dudes on top of that. You know what I'm saying? You don't meet too many people that just have good hearts. You know what I mean? And good guys, like, you know? And they hit when it was time for, you know, Dario and TJ birthday, they was like, hey, man, like, what's up? Like, can we help? Like, I reached out to both of them to do when we kind of gave Dario a little mini show, a little honey roast to Dario, yeah. You know, I reached out to them and they was on point and they was like, whatever. They came up with the idea of going to see TJ, you know what I'm saying, for his B-Day. So like, that's just stand up to me, man. And that's respectful as, and they young brothers, you know what I'm saying? Me, Dario and TJ in our 30s, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to say I had the same mindset as Rami and Eunice and back in my 20s, you know what I'm saying? They doing something with themselves. They doing something with their life. They working, and they very ambitious, humble, and good brothers, man.
Man.
And that's something that I can respect and love. You know what I mean? So shout out to y'all, man. D, you already know what time it is, bro. Look, I always say this. Dario, he make the wheels turn. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to just keep pushing the car. Like, you know what I'm saying? We both like the Flintstones. Our feet beat to the ground. And sometimes I gotta bring my feet up because I got a bunch of other things that I'm doing, whether it be work, you know, family, whatever it may be. And sometimes he's just pedaling on his own, and I'm just telling him things like, okay, turn here, turn here, turn here, turn here. And he like, all right, we're going to turn here. But he do all the legwork, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of like, hey, D, like, this is what I'm thinking, what you think. The third, but the man's drive is unmatched. I've never seen someone that has so much drive, you know what I mean? And he inspired me every day and I thought I was driven, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was ambitious, but he inspired me every day to kick my shit up another notch and think outside the box, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, man, and that's what I got. Shout out to the Chicago comedy community as well, because it ain't just about this T5 thing. Is a brotherhood. That's what we love. But we love bringing that to Chicago comedy and kind of showing people that, you know what I'm saying, even though me and Dario, we don't know each other for 13, 14 years, but five strangers.
14, 15.
Yeah, 14, 15. You the one with the great elephant mind. But if you look at five strangers, just came together and created a brotherhood and created a bond. You know what I'm saying? And if the five of us can do that, we can do that in the Chicago comedy community in general. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, look, put your pride aside, drop the egos. The doors to the church is open. You know what I'm saying? Let's work. There you go. Let's work.
Damn. That's what's up. What y'all got?
Man. Rami?
Anybody? No, I was going to say, who can follow that? Why?
I just say, man, my honey rose goes to everybody. T5, T positive, B positive. Sarah, when I say squad, I mean Sarah, everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Like, y'all have really changed my life beyond comedy. Because I always tell people, like, comedy is fun. And I treat it like a hobby sometimes only because I'm so focused on my happiness.
Man, that's what's up.
Dario, man, I appreciate you, man. Like, more than you know. Like, D. Lou, Rami, YD, y'all have taken the place of a broken heart that I had for years. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have mended that, and I love y'all. And before I cry like a bitch, I'm done. Next person, damn it.
Man, I'm going to say it goes out to you guys and anyone who knows us, too. Like from, you know, the outside, too. I really appreciate you guys like no other, man. You guys are like my big brothers, and I never had a big brother. So, like, anytime I have a question, anytime I have any advice, I feel like I can hit up any of you guys, and you lead me in the right direction on any given day. That's a fact. I love you guys. Honestly, like, so much you don't even know, I'm very, very blessed to say I have you guys as a family, and I can reach out to you guys whenever. And individually, like Dario, you lead the way for all of us, and so many other comedians in Chicago, you lead. Dean Lou, you my manager, so it's that's that. I feel like you'll get me out of trouble because I'd be wild now. You, you're popping out tonight. I feel like that's gonna be Lou. Robbie, man, I gotta tell you, bro. Like, no one else believed in me like you did at first. Cause when I first started with Robbie, and my own girl at the time didn't believe in me like Robbie believed in me, and he still believes in me. Man. I could tell Robbie any idea, and I know it's not stupid, you know. And if it is, he'll tell me. But then he's like, "But this is what we're gonna do," and when we go in that direction anyway. TJ, anytime this man sends me a voice message, either it's put a smile on my face, it brings a smile to my heart, like, it could just be a random, like I'm driving, I play the voice message, and it's him rapping, or it's him roasting me, or it's him saying, like, those never, I save all of them, you know what I mean? Like, you could, sometimes I just scroll up, and let me hear this one again, like, that's how much I like voice messages you send me, and man, I just love y'all a lot, bro, and my mom knows it, my sisters know, like, when y'all come in, this is your house, like, my mom treats you guys like, no, like, I'm telling you, it's, like, she's nice to everyone, but she actually asked about you guys. Like, yo, I'm sorry, yo.
That's love.
TJ, how does Rob, you know, like, it's all love, man. And I'm grateful for you guys, and I can't wait for what we're about to do in the future.
Yes, sir.
Sorry if it was long, but I just had to say it.
You're good, man.
No, my shit was extra long, so it's all good.
Yeah. Man, I just want to say, man, y'all are my family. I know everyone else has shouted out you guys, but so I guess I'm going to do the same. Well, I was going to anyways, honestly. But, man, you guys are my family, and for my family, man, I will ride or die. And the nice thing is I got to choose you guys, you know. You guys came in my life as a blessing, and then you guys motivate me. You inspire me every day, every morning. Dario, you know who you are, bro.
You're the king.
Nah.
Look. Dario says
we hope it.
That's it. That's facts. That's how it goes, man. And honestly, the bond I've formed with all of you guys, man, is just it's unreal how close I've gotten, man. I've known people my whole life that have never even came out to a show, that have never even hit me up, not even after Sundance, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't even matter. They still haven't. And you guys came in, you showed love right away. And Dario, I always say, is the first person to tell me that I was funny, and he helped me believe in myself, man. And you know, TJ, you know, man, we have a special bond, me and him, and we've had some very nice talks and moments, and I appreciate you for always showing love with that. And just want to talk about Eunice, just, man, this guy, look, I roast Eunice a lot, and we all know he's wearing a hat because he's bald.
I got hair.
Yeah, put it back on. Put it back on. You got so we can finish this in peace. But honestly, man,
I'm just gonna fetish my hairline, man. This dude weird. Hey, you just hair.
But honestly, all right, Eunice, this is the part where you listen.
First of all.
but honestly, though, if anyone ever needs any inspiration, any motivation, and I say this a lot, I don't know where he is on the screen to you guys, but he's above me right here. And this man literally came from, this man is literally a refugee, came from war and escaped, made it out alive. And now look at him, he's chasing his dream. So if anybody has any excuse ever, it's not valid. This man escaped so much, and here he is. Pushing and grinding, and yeah, he's an idiot, but we love him. He's a beautiful man, and I'm so blessed to call him my brother. Dario, Darian, TJ, you guys are my family, and you guys, and I say that with I take that word to the extent of its capacity, man. You guys are honestly my brothers, and I love sharing things with you guys, because you guys hype me up, you guys tell me that, you guys validate what I'm feeling, and it's a beautiful thing to have that support. So I thank you guys so much, and look, I would never survive Iraq like that, man. So this, I don't know how he did it, and he's chasing his dream.
Man,
it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to see, and the best part is we're doing it together.
Yes,
so,
son.
Brick by brick, we're gonna make this work. We're gonna build this foundation.
Out the mud with it, bro. There you go. There you go. There you go. Out the mud with it. There you have it. T Positive has spoken. D Lou, take us home, man.
Final man. Thought. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right? Did TJ go?
Yeah, TJ went.
What? Man, what this guy did not listen, man. I just gave a home.
That damn hat too tight, man.
Dang. TJ said,
I don't need that.
TJ said, I'm out. I'm going out this bitch. You know? Oh, man. Oh, he coming back, man. But Darren, you know, final thoughts, man. Final thoughts of 2020. The Be Positive final Podcast. Final thoughts,
man. Listen, we got a lot of potential, fellas. We got a lot of room for growth. Keep constantly working on yourselves. Keep constantly searching for growth. Honing your craft. That'll be the one thing that I'm going to constantly tell y'all, because honing your craft. God gave all you guys a gift. You know what I'm saying? So it would behoove you to keep working on it. Exercise that muscle. You know what I'm saying? And don't take it for granted, man. And like D said, you guys are much bigger than comedians. You know what I'm saying? We're much bigger than just funny people. You know what I mean? We got the potential to impact a lot of people, man. Not just the community. We can impact the world if we really want to. You know what I mean? But GGU, God got us. And yeah, man, to the moon in 2021.
To the moon.
Also, I want to say this. We did not plan this. This just happened. This is how you know.
This just happened. And that's how close we are. But
I want to give a special shout out. I always shout everybody, but D. Lou. Now I got my bitch assness in check before I cry. I want you to know, man, like, you are literally like a brother. Y'all all brothers to me. But you know how we talk about, like, I tell D. Lou, like, I'm mad because I'm fat. Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, D. Lou, and we share, like, you know, that personal shit, and it's like, we all got a bond together, but it's been dope as hell, like, hosting with you and all that, and you pushing me to do shit that I didn't want to do in the beginning, but now I love doing it, and you're making me comfortable doing all this different shit, so, you know, we push each other, and I told D. Lou last night, motherfuckers don't support, but I know when I post something, I'm going to get 4 shares.
Yeah.
I'm going to get 4.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
4.
Yeah. At least. For real. At least. Yeah. At least. Hey, look, y'all, I'm going to speak to the people that's listening and watching as we sign off here in 2020. Get cozy with T-Positive. We ain't going nowhere. Get cozy with us. There you go, D. You're going to have to deal with us. But on the real, it has been an honor to bring this podcast to you over the year. We got started a little bit late. We didn't know how to do it, but we found that way. And here we are, over 35 episodes later. We have really pushed ourselves. Yeah, so we really pushed ourselves to do something that we really believe in. And I want to take this time to say thank you all for watching, for listening to us on all these platforms, whatever form of media you do. We truly appreciate you. 2021 is right around the corner. We'll be back January 12th. We're going to have a whole new setup, new audio, new feature that I think is going to bring a huge dynamic to the way Chicago podcasts are done. And I say Chicago podcasts because it's not been done before. It has not been done in Chicago comedy. So we're going to do that, and we can't wait to bring that to you. But for one last time, I am Dario. That's D. Lou, TJ, Rami, Eunice, T. Positive. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a merry holiday. One more time, I had to fuck up. Put it on the board. Merry Christmas.
What's his consequence for losing this?
Oh, that's right.
What's his consequence, fellas? God, what do you got to do? You got to do something.
10 push-ups.
10 push-ups.
Light work.
That's light work.
He likes that.
Cheetos, yeah, right. I like that. I do them right now.
Man, right. I say, I'm going to holler at Brian, and you going to have to rock a package jersey or something.
Oh, hell no. Man. Hell no. That's what I say. That ain't got nothing to do with this. What? Oh, no. See? Look.
Drink once filtered water.
No. That's how you know my brothers love me. Darian hitting below the belt with that one.
Hey, bro, you took
Let me sit up. Let me sit up. I ain't.
This ain't fair.
I know. I ain't wearing no damn Packer jersey. Anyway, like I was saying, y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. It's been fun in 2020. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year to everybody out there, man. Take us out one time. Hey. We wanna sun up, up the sun up. We could be whatever we wanna. Come on. Wake up every morning with the same old bullshit. Same old bullshit. Same old bullshit. Hey. Peace. 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 Hey.